Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, and welcome to this series of readings from Discover Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Today's article was written by Cody Cottier and is from the May-June 2025 issue of the magazine. The Science of Scratching. The brain's appetite for a good scratch is insatiable, and scientists are starting to understand why. Mom knew what she was talking about after all. Scratching really does make the itch worse. Good as it feels, the burst of ecstasy you get from clawing your irritated skin only prolongs a vicious itch-scratch cycle, putting true relief farther out of reach. But why? Though itch has bedeviled our species for thousands of years, scientists have just begun to comprehend the physiological mechanisms behind it. Over the past couple of decades, research has shown how scratching taps into our brain's reward and immune systems, producing a strange mix of sensations that makes it all but impossible to resist. You scratch to feel better, says Brian Kim, a neuroimmunologist at Mount Sinai's Icahn School of Medicine. But in doing so, you actually activate immune pathways that are counterproductive. In 1660, a definition of itch, or pruritus in medical jargon, arose that's still in use today, an unpleasant sensation that provokes the desire to scratch. It comes about through everything from insect bites and poisonous plants to allergic reactions and skin conditions like eczema. Until recently, itch was considered a form of mild pain arising from the weak activation of nociceptors or pain receptors. This intensity theory speculated that itch stood at one end of the pain spectrum and would transition all the way to full-blown agony as a stimulus grew stronger. But in 2007, Zhu Veng Chen, an itch researcher at Washington University, discovered cells in the spinal cord that transmit signals for itch and itch alone. These receptors are completely distinct from nociceptors, meaning that although itch is deeply intertwined with pain, it's a sensory experience unto itself. That allowed us to say itch is a real thing, says Kim, who worked with Chen for years before starting his own lab. This isn't just mild pain. This isn't something nebulous. Nevertheless, the link between the two sensations would be crucial to explaining why itch always seems to come back with a vengeance. A few years later, in 2014, Chen and his colleagues realized that serotonin, the mood-regulating happiness hormone, plays a big role in perpetuating the itch-scratch cycle. They found that when mice scratch an itch, their brains release a surge of serotonin, resulting in a moment of pure bliss. But then the hormone activates the same receptors that transmitted the itch signal in the first place, restarting the process. These results jibed with a PLOS-1 study from the previous year, which showed that scratching activates the brain regions involved in the reward circuit, a neural network that floods the body with euphoria-inducing chemicals in response to pleasurable activities and substances. It's the same system that underlies addiction, which isn't surprising if you've ever lost an hour scratching at mosquito bites. But Kim notes there's another side to this coin, the longing not to feel pleasure, but to alleviate discomfort. That's what's so complex about it, he says. There are different levels at which you need to scratch. As it turns out, what suppresses itch is not scratching itself, but rather the subtle soreness that follows scratching. Each time you drag your nails across your skin, you damage the outer layer of the epidermal ever so slightly, and a new sensation, mild pain, distracts you from the old one. It may seem odd to feel grateful for this pain, but apparently we consider itch the greater evil. Unfortunately, that skin damage also prompts an immune response. As the brain receives the incoming pain signals, it instructs the body to release histamine, or other itch-inducing chemicals, at the offending site. Inflammation ensues, and what probably started as a minor problem is blown out of proportion. Before you know it, you're off to the scratch races. You might be thinking that this frustrating cycle doesn't make much sense. Pain exists to steer us away from danger. If something hurts, we instinctively avoid it and thus prevent further bodily harm. The evolutionary rationale for itch, on the other hand, isn't clear at first glance. Say you're an ancient or modern human living in a parasite-invested region. Many of those parasites are transmitted via insects, so natural selection will tend to favor defense mechanisms that ward off pests. By swatting mosquitoes, a reflex against the itch we feel when they land on us, we dodge whatever disease they may carry. Essentially, Kim says, you are vaccinating yourself against malaria. Itch, in his telling, is a dreadful inconvenience that doesn't necessarily benefit you in obvious ways. You may not always understand it, you may at times deeply resent it, but it does benefit you nonetheless. For most of us, itches are temporary, but millions of people suffer from chronic itch, and even the most satisfying scratch is a small recompense for the long-term suffering their conditions bring. In the worst cases, pleasure disappears altogether. Itch and the ever-escalating itch-scratch cycle become almost intolerable, ruining a person's sleep, relationships, and overall happiness. But as scientists become better acquainted with the physiological pathways behind itch, they may be able to identify drug targets to neutralize the troublesome sensation. There's still much to learn. Ethan Lerner, who runs an itch research lab at Massachusetts General Hospital, wrote in a 2020 review that we are at the proverbial end of the beginning with respect to having a deep understanding of itch. Still, he adds, there is now the potential to markedly alleviate chronic itch, a condition that does not end life, but often ruins it. Again, this article was written by Cody Cottier. My name is Brian Lemon. Thank you for listening, and stay curious.